Chapter 6. Odd, 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 was Leonora's verdict on Bernard Marx. So odd, indeed, that in the course of the succeeding weeks she had wondered more than once whether she shouldn't change her mind about the New Mexico holiday and go instead to the North Pole with Benito Hoover. The trouble was that she knew the North Pole, had been there with George Edsel only last summer, and what was more, found it pretty grim. Nothing to do, and the hotel too hopelessly old-fashioned. No television laid on in the bedrooms, no scent organ, only the most putrid synthetic music, and not more than 25 escalator squash courts for over 200 guests. No, decidedly, she couldn't face the North Pole again. Added to which, she had only been to America once before, and even then how inadequately. A cheap weekend in New York, had it been with Jean-Jacques Habibullah or Bokanovsky Jones? She couldn't remember. Anyhow, it was of absolutely no importance. The prospect of flying west again, and for a whole week, was very inviting. Moreover, for at least 3 days of that week, they would be in the Savage Reservation. Not more than half a dozen people in the whole centre had ever been inside a Savage Reservation. As an Alpha Plus psychologist, Bernard was one of the few men she knew entitled to a permit. For Lenina, the opportunity was unique. And yet, so unique also was Bernard's oddness that she had hesitated to take it, had actually thought of risking the pole again with funny old Benito. At least Benito was normal, whereas Bernard... "Alcohol in his blood, surrogate," was Fanny's explanation of every eccentricity. But Henry, with whom one evening, when they were in bed together, Lenina had rather anxiously discussed her new lover, Henry had compared poor Bernard to a rhinoceros. "You can't teach a rhinoceros tricks," he had explained in his brief and vigorous style. "Some men are almost rhinoceroses. They don't respond properly to conditioning, poor devils. Bernard's one of them. Luckily for him, he's pretty good at his job. Otherwise, the director would never have kept him. However," he added consolingly, "I think he's pretty harmless." Pretty harmless, perhaps, but also pretty disquieting. That mania, to start with, for doing things in private, which meant, in practice, not doing anything at all. For what was there that one could do in private? Apart, of course, from going to bed. But one couldn't do that all the time. Yes, what was there? Precious little. The first afternoon they went out together was particularly fine. Lenina had suggested a swim at Torquay Country Club, followed by dinner at the Oxford Union. But Bernard thought that there would be too much of a crowd. Then what about a round of electromagnetic golf at St. Andrews? But again, no. Bernard considered that electromagnetic golf was a waste of time. "Then what's time for?" asked Lenina in some astonishment. Apparently for going walks in the Lake District. For that was what he now proposed. Land on the top of Skiddaw and walk for a couple of hours in the heather. "Alone with you, Lenina."
"But, Bernard, we shall be alone all night."
Bernard blushed and looked away.
I meant alone for talking," he mumbled.
"Talking? But what about?"
Walking and talking? That seemed a very odd way of spending an afternoon.